Yes, hello, good morning, and welcome to the show. It is Oliver Callan here in place of Mr. Tuberty, who is not here for the obvious reason that it is International Late Late Toy Show Day. About 1.5 million people, just from this country and many more from 138 countries, going by last year, will be tuning in to the, quite simply, the biggest television event of the year. It's at 9:35pm tonight, but the show goes on here until 10 o'clock. How are you preparing for your toy show rituals tonight? Let us know. 51551 is the text. ryan@rte.ie is the email number. I have the pizza bases ready to cut together. You know, you can slap the pizza together yourself, and you feel like you're kind of like a Donald Skehan, you know, because you haven't quite made, you know, you've plastered on with the jar and all the cheese in the world, and you're allowed tonight, because tonight is very special. And I've got the fancy crisps, you know, like Francis Brennan, if he was doing the crisps, it'd be kind of, you know, there'd be a bit of relish flavour on them, and the posh jellies. Will we struggle to stay awake? We will, never mind the children. Anyway, it's freezing outside. It is proper November festive weather. There's a belt of wind, and it all adds up officially to the start of Santy season. By the way, is Santy an exclusively Irish thing? Are we the only people who say Santy? And is it something we use all over the country? Definitely up our way in Monaghan and in the northeast in general, it's Santy, and it always has been. Santa always just sounded a bit English for us now. 51551 is the text number now. Across the papers, it is wall-to-wall Garth Brooks and the Toy Show. And, of course, the revelation that this year's theme is the Lion King. Now, I'm kind of surprised because this is my third year filling in on that Toy Show Friday. And it was usually out on a Thursday, so they kept it very heavily under wraps until this morning. And it was embargoed is the word I'm thinking of in all the papers, and everyone minded themselves. So The Lion King, that's it. You might say it's the same theme as the latest COVID variant, but don't think of that. Hakuna Matata, problem-free philosophy and all that. The Lion King is the headline of the Irish Sun, also the headline in the Irish Daily Mirror. Tubbs jungle theme for tonight's toy show spectacular. It's in those papers, and then in the Irish Daily Mail, we have the revelation that instead of the traditional eclectic mix of Christmas jumpers throughout the show, Tubbs will be wearing recycled jumpers from toy shows past. He said, "This year I've recycled my personal collection of Christmas jumpers. I've not asked for any new jumpers because I'm really trying to listen and learn from the next generation. My daughters have been schooling me about things, sustainability and fast fashion. It's something I really need to take on board." I've only remembered halfway through that maybe I should do that in Ryan's voice. The Irish Independent, what's the revelation here? Yes, he says it's very like, this is again quoting Ryan, it's very like benign Lord of the Flies. So kind of anarchy, you know, I can see the connection there. And when it comes to getting in the Christmassy mood, he says it's Motown Christmas hits for him all the way, with a heavy lacing of sugary treats. "If you cut me, I bleed sweet," says Ryan. And he also urges people to get the toys or their books or whatever they can locally, because they need it in a way that Jeff Bezos doesn't, he says, of the Amazon founder. So if you want to fund Jeff Bezos' next divorce, off you go. But buy shop local. And today is Black Friday, which is an American import. But there are good things, because it's also Black Friday in many of the local shops. So keep it local if you can. Shop local and all that kind of stuff. RTE.ie, the entertainment section there, tells us that this is the biggest television night of the year. Young stars from all over Ireland working their magic is on RTE One, RTE Player and the RTE News Channel with Irish Sign Language from 9:35pm. 79% audience share it got last year, so nearly 80% of everybody watching television tends to watch the toy show. Why? Nobody knows. It's just one of those things we must do. The youngest member of this year's toy show cast, RTE Entertainment tells us, is just 4 years old. And after the success of last year's toy show appeal, which was the first time, it raised an incredible 6.6 million euro for various charities. Viewers now have the chance again to help Irish charities, rte.ie/toyshowappeal. And you can also use the donations app on your Revolut app. So it's gone very high tech. So he says it's not a theme, it's a movement. So there you go, the toy show. What are you going to be doing tonight? This text's already in. "I'm currently in hospital, but begging the doctor to let me home. But as a backup plan, my hubby brought me in and the new toy show pajamas, says this person who also reveals they're 52 years old. You see, we're all very young. We all turn extremely young tonight for one night only. So do enjoy it. 5151 is the text number. Now, to other matters around the place. And there's a Tory MP from Britain, I suppose the Tory MPs that we sometimes have here, who's gone viral overnight and since yesterday evening because this Conservative MP had his moment in a Commons committee to say what he thinks is the reason young men comprise 96% of people in prison, men and boys. So why are these... Why are these fellas committing crimes and doing terrible things, mostly against women, who tend to be the major victims of crime, and particularly male crime? And he thinks it's to do with who's cast on TV shows. So, you know, the only gangsters, the only role models fellas have are the Craze, Tommy Shelby from Peaky Blinders. Anyway, he has a theory, all right? Brace yourself now. It is a Tory MP and we're in episode 715 of The Culture Wars. This is what he thinks is the reason why young men are the perpetrators of crime in this day and age.
Everywhere, not at least within the cultural sphere, there seems to be a call from a tiny yet very vocal minority that every male character or good role model must have a female replacement. One only needs to look at the discussion surrounding who will play the next James Bond. And it's not just James Bond. In recent years, we have seen Doctor Who, Ghostbusters, Luke Skywalker, The Equalizer, all replaced by women. And men are left with The Craze and Tommy Shelby. Is there any wonder we are seeing so many young men committing crime? These programmes make crime look cool. Trust me, a lifetime in prison is not cool.
I tell you, is it any wonder that men, well, Doctor Who is a woman, that men have gone mad and committing crimes? There you go, that's a Tory MP. What's his name? I've forgotten his name. We don't know his name. He's a Tory MP. And he was reading, it mightn't surprise you, from a paper, a quivering piece of paper. Anyway, he's been lacerated. He's got about 5 million views on one clip I saw this morning. And there's also other role models he could have mentioned, such as the Prime Minister of Britain, who is, of course, in Ben Big World. It's a fantastic time. Great world. Let's keep it going. And I love thinking of gammon and pork. And porking. It's a Percy Pigs. They have those lovely jellies. You'll be eating those tonight. Hi, Oliver. This is on the text machine. You were asking what people are doing to be ready for the toy show today. All the children in my daughter's school have gone to school in their pyjamas. I hope it's a good one, says Sarah. It's a fairly cold morning to be going to school in your pyjamas, but I presume they've coats and hats on and all of that, particularly because the schools are very well ventilated. Not just because the windows are open, but because of the cracks in the wall. Good morning. We've just moved to Ireland from the Cayman Islands. Nice. And my children think it's funny to call Santa Santy. Lots of other words too, like sound, lads, and your man. Your man is one I didn't really kind of notice, actually. We do that. Your man. Your man there. And not always in a very nice way. And there's what's that Waterford one for snails? Is it Shellabaluki? Shellacabuki is specifically Waterford one for snails. Shellacabuki is one of the things. They're very nice in Waterford and they have a very special way of talking and they'll never change. Two, the number two and a battle. Anyway, to the films over the weekend. The big film this weekend is The House of Gucci, which is Ridley Scott's new film. And he hopes it goes better than The Last Duel, which has really got rave reviews, but bombed at the box office. Probably because I think it cost $900 million between all the marketing and everything, and it's only made 30 million or something in the United States. Anyway, House of Gucci star Adam Driver, why is this in the news? Yes, he's admitted as part of the marketing campaign for House of Gucci. He says he took home a pair of Gucci shoes from the set, but he didn't bother with the suits. Didn't like the suits, didn't bother. It's all very kind of old and retro. And apparently he was also annoyed because Lady Gaga kept her Italian accent throughout the whole motion picture and he got very annoyed. But Adam Driver is one of those actors who looks a bit sour most of the time. But he's just a very good actor. He doesn't want anyone to know what he's really like. So he kind of does the kind of sour thing. The lavish villa where Lady Gaga parties in House of Gucci is now up to rent on Airbnb, yes. They're welcoming guests for an exclusive stay in Villa Balbiano, the palazzo owned by Al Pacino's Aldo Gucci, because Al Pacino, everybody's in this film, and it's all very good. Anyway, you can rent Jared Leto, that's who I was thinking, he's in as well. You can rent it for just $1,100, so that's about 1,000. That'd be good, like 950, 900, maybe 1,000 euro a night. for Airbnb, would you ever? Airbnb and the... They wouldn't have France's high thread count. And who's washing them? Who's cleaning them? You wouldn't have the Park Hotel Kenmare standards, but off you go. Somewhere that certainly doesn't have the Park Hotel standards is an IKEA apartment. They're renting their apartments as well in Tokyo for less than $1 a month. Ah, for a minute there, it sounds like Irish landlordism because it's a 107 square foot apartment located in the Shinjuku district and it's going to cost 86 cents per month to rent. So on the one hand, you go, yeah, we can see 100 square foot apartments going in Ireland. Co-living, I think they call it. But certainly not for $1 a month. No, it'd be a little bit more than that. Actually, I should say I met one of the young stars of the toy show tonight because she's going to feature in our Christmas television special of Callan Kicks the Years 2021, where we review all the events of 2021. And the particular one we were doing at the time was Home of the Year. So Home of the Year is going to meet Kin, the RT drama series, yes. And young Katie Butler, who's from Butler's Organic Eggs Farm in Hackettstown, County Carlo, and her dad David brought in lovely organic eggs for the whole crew and cast. So we wish that family very well. And if you think the kids involved were going to renew or reveal anything about the songs or the theme of the toy show before it was allowed to be revealed this morning, you'd be wrong. She told us nothing. She was there all day and wouldn't tell us anything. Anyway, good luck to them. That's my only toy show connection. And thank you. And by the way, thank you all for tuning in to Callan Kicks the Years. All six episodes are now in the player. And episode six, that's the hangover after the crash and the recession. We're trying to relive that in a fun way. It's repeated this Sunday at 10:30 after Hidden Assets, which is something I'm actually quite enjoying myself, I must say. So anyway, good luck with all your toy show rituals. That's all the news roundup I have today because it's wall-to-wall Garth Brooks. Is it sold out? Is it completely sold out or is it still going? We don't know. There are probably still people queuing on the thing while also buying sequins-infused waistcoats and the glittery cowboy hats that they love. September 2022. We can't wait for it to happen. But picture all those people tonight. You know, the fire will be lit tonight. Now the telly's on. The wind can howl away. And the typical Irish mammy of a certain vintage watching the toy show. We know how it starts. Like, oh no, this isn't my cup of tea now. That Tubberty fella's a bit hyper. I'm only watching because everyone else is. I might have a tiny glass of Chardonnay just to take the edge off. Oh my God, it's that child. Oh, the child is so adorable. I'm crying. Am I crying? I'm welling up. I'm feeling tears. Is my glass empty? I need a top up. What? Did they give a voucher to the audience? 50 of them. Oh, here's another child. I'm bawling again. The Christmas are all soggy. How long have I been crying? They're dancing. They're dancing now and singing a happy song. I feel happy. I love this Tubberty fella. Take it all back. There's no more Chardonnay. I'll have some Pinot Grigio. It's warm. Who cares? This is a lovely child. I love this child. It's better than the other child. Getting my credit card out and I'm donating all my money. Soggy crisps aren't so bad. I've ripped the bag of M&Ms. Don't worry, I can eat them off the floor. What's happening now? They're dancing. I'm crying and I'm happy at the same time. Am I having a nervous breakdown? I can't see anything. My eyes are watery. They're dancing now. Okay, they're dancing now. Let's all start dancing together. It's great. I can't see anything. My eyes are so watery. What should they give the audience now? That one's not smiling. Don't give her anything. Look at Jococo, Mel and John. I want one, even if I'm 52. I'm buying it online right now. And be maxed out. I'm an emotional wreck. I don't think I can take anymore.
Put on your red shoes and dance the blues. Let's dance to the song.
And that's the great David Bowie there and Nile Rodgers' amazing guitar riff. And actually, Nile Rodgers, who also produced that song and the album, is auctioning his guitars for his We Are Family Foundation. So he's auctioning 160 guitars, cars and personal items. What does that organisation do? It provides mentoring for talented teenagers around the world. So it also includes a replica of his famous hit maker. So Nile Rodgers, he's an all-round sound bloke. By all accounts. Hi, Oliver. How about a mention of the 10th Spirit of Mother Jones Festival taking place at Rebel Cork this weekend? It'll be over tonight before the toy show, so you can enjoy the festival. And it beats Black Friday. Details, motherjonescork.com. Oh, I see. So I was there thinking it was the 10th Spirit of Mother Jones. It was some kind of biblical thing. But no, it's Spirit of Mother Jones Festival and it's the 10th one. I get it. It's all okay. I'm just catching up this morning. Now, we have our amazing Tesco competition, which has been continuing all this week. And we're doing it again today. We have Tesco vouchers worth up to €1,400 to give away. And all you have to do is take part in our Food Glorious Food Quiz. We have 7 questions. Each question is worth €200. You must know how it works by now. You can win €1,400. You don't have to spend it all in one day. You can go in and out, can't you? Yes, you can. Ring us now, 1850 715 900, if you'd like to take part. 1850 715 900 to take part in our Tesco Food Glorious Food Quiz. And we're going to be talking about great Irish women's speeches after the break. 51551 is the text number. Sorry, I'm just laughing at some of the... 51551 is the text number. A Scottish pal, because we were talking about Santi and Santa and the different Irish phrases. A Scottish pal who moved here wondered for ages who Heather Ball was in the workplace because she was told daily to ask head the ball in the other office. Head the ball. Okay, that happens.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
Welcome back. 51551 is our text number. Oliver, I just had my first lie-in this week with my cat Bogart at my feet. Great name for the cat. I'm an OAP. Life is good. You always make me laugh. A good belly laugh is the best cure in this worrying time. Thanks for a great show. Says Jane Purcell in Blackwater in County Wexford. Well, thank you very much, Jane. My cheeks go red. Oliver, every time I hear that Mary Robinson speech, I get goosebumps and swell with pride. Don't you just? It was such a poignant moment. I can't wait to buy this book. For anyone also interested in women in Irish history, can I recommend Dr. Damien Duffy's book, Aristocratic Women in Ireland, 1450 to 1660, and Clodagh Finn's excellent book about the incredible Irish woman, Mary Elms. So thank you very much indeed. And now, lots of love coming in on the text for our great female orators. Bernadette Devlin must be up there as one of the nation's greatest speakers. Yes, she was a firebrand. I was only reading about her last night on Fintan O'Toole's book. She was 21 as an MP and she did barnstorming speeches. Speaking as an Englishman but with strong Irish roots and connections, I've come to marvel at your two former stellar women presidents. Impeccable, brilliant standard bearers for Ireland. They were absolutely wonderful during their time, says John Lytham from the UK, and he's texting us there. So if only we all got along as well as that, and let us send back the compliments for, of course, Queen Elizabeth II and so on. Oliver, Garth Brooks here is one of them strange Irish phenomenons. He couldn't fill a church hall in the UK or the rest of Europe, as far as I can see, says Mike in Cork, who's not a believer in St. Garth. Well, even in America, the sales that he's doing here are making headlines, because 400,000 people going to anything anywhere in the world is pretty incredible, and it's happening here. My gentle reminder, actually my tip, which is from last year, is to get your chimneys cleaned. Now, this is strange because we lit the stove for the first time in ages this time last year, smoked out the house, missed the start of the toy show, had to watch it on Plus One. We got a lovely chimney sweep out from Dundalk. Get your chimneys swept. And I was wondering actually what the chimney sweeper does outside of the season of stoves and lighting fire. And this being the most Dundalk thing ever, he picks cockles in Blackrock in County Louth, and he says the Chinese go mad for Dundalk cockles. We don't do it as much here, but apparently huge trade. They send us kind of bits of furniture and Christmas decorations, we send them cockles. So that was something new you learned. Get your chimneys cleaned for safety purposes, not smoke your house, carbon monoxide and all that. Enjoy the toy show. Enjoy everything you do. Eat as much as you can. Hakuna Matata. It's a problem-free philosophy. Next week, if you were hammering the phones this week trying to get through to the Tesco competition, don't worry. Arnott's competition next week. There's a brilliant giveaway. Stay tuned for the Arnott's Advent Calendar. Loads and loads of great gifts. So Rick O'Shea will be here on Monday. Ryan for the rest of the week. Callan's Kicks is as business as normal at 6:30 this evening on RTÉ Radio 1. And Claire Byrne is next. Happy Toy Show Day.
The Ryan Tuberty Show. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player.